All right, so let's dive into something something that's been on my mind lately, sustainable e-commerce. You know, we're going to go deep with this article, Embracing Sustainability in E-commerce: A Path to a Greener Future. And just from the title, I'm sensing some tension. Like, we all love online shopping, it's so convenient, but what about, the environmental cost?
Yeah, it's fascinating how the article it kind of just jumps right into that contradiction, like right into the reality of what a booming like e-commerce world means for the planet. You
Yeah.
know, all the resources involved. Think about it. Billions of trees, turned into cardboard boxes, mountains of plastic packaging, and we haven't even like considered, the emissions from all the delivery trucks.
Yeah, it's
Oh,
a
yeah.
visual, right? And I think it gets at something we all experience. You order something online, you get that little thrill, and then boom, the package arrives, and you're like, whoa, did all of this really need this much packaging?
It's true. It really forces us to like think about those hidden costs of, convenience. But the goal here isn't to like, shame anyone into abandoning online shopping altogether. The article points towards sustainable e-commerce as a potential solution. They even call it a like a beacon of light.
Okay, so a beacon of light. I mean, what does that even mean? Like, practically, how do we even define sustainable e-commerce?
It's not just about swapping out plastic for paper, right? It's more about like integrating those eco-friendly practices across like the entire e-commerce ecosystem. So from like sourcing and production to packaging, shipping, even marketing, like every step needs to be reevaluated with sustainability in mind.
So it's not just about individual companies making changes, but like a whole system overhaul.
Precisely. And it's a shift we're already seeing happening. And a lot of this is driven by like consumer demand. People are they're more aware now of the environmental impact of their choices and that, well, they're willing to actually, vote with their wallets.
So you're saying businesses that kind of ignore this shift, they're doing so at their own
I
risk.
think it's a safe bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a growing awareness that, sustainability, it isn't just about doing the right thing. It's becoming essential for business success, period.
And the article really digs into those business advantages, right? It's not just about altruism. There's some real, concrete benefits for companies that actually go green.
Oh, absolutely. The most obvious one is, just reducing environmental impact. So shrinking that carbon footprint, minimizing waste, using, eco-friendly materials. And the article uses Patagonia as an example here, highlighting how they've made sustainability like part of their identity.
Okay, so Patagonia, big name in, outdoor apparel, known for their eco-conscious approach. But what makes them such a good example? What are they doing that's so different?
It's not just that they use recycled materials or, they donate to environmental causes. It's that they've made it a core part of like their whole business model, from the supply chain to their marketing. They even like encourage customers to repair clothes instead of just buying new ones. They've shown that sustainability can be a driver of like brand loyalty, not a compromise.
Interesting. So by leading the charge on sustainability, they've actually strengthened their brand.
Exactly. And this ties into like the bigger point about consumer preferences. They're increasingly drawn to brands that align with their values, right? And sustainability is a big one. And this goes beyond just, attracting new customers. It builds trust and fosters long-term loyalty.
So it's not just about, getting people to buy your product once. It's about cultivating a relationship, like a real relationship based on shared values. Smart move for any business, really. But the article goes even further, right? It talks about cost savings and efficiency gains and how those are actually linked to sustainable practices.
This is where things get like really compelling for businesses. It turns out that doing good can also be, well, good for the bottom line. Think about investments in, renewable energy or energy efficient technologies. I mean, these can lead to like significant cost savings in the long run, not to mention minimizing waste throughout the supply chain.
Yeah.
That's essentially saving money by just like using resources more efficiently.
It's like that old saying, waste not, want not,
Yeah.
but applied to the modern business world. So it's not just about appealing to, these eco-conscious consumers. There's a real like financial incentive for businesses to actually embrace sustainability.
Exactly. It's becoming less of a choice and more of a necessity.
Yeah.
You know, in today's market. And speaking of, you know, today's market, we can't talk about e-commerce without talking about technology. The article kind of dives into the ways that tech is playing a key role in this whole shift towards sustainability.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that. It feels like technology can either, you know, be part of the problem or be part of the solution. So how is it being used to like really drive, you know, positive change in e-commerce?
Well, one area the article highlights is AI-driven supply chain optimization. Imagine using AI to like predict demand more accurately, which would then, you know, reduce overproduction and waste. Huge potential win for sustainability.
It's like having a crystal ball for your inventory. But how is this actually playing out? Are there companies using this?
Yeah.
Using AI to actually make their supply chains more sustainable?
There are some really promising case studies. There's a company called Optoro, and they use AI to manage like returns and excess inventory. They helped one retailer divert over 50 million items from landfills, and they saved the company millions of dollars in the process.
Wow, that's impressive. So it's not just theoretical. It's actually leading to some tangible results. Mm-hmm. And speaking of results, the article also talks about data analytics being used to actually track environmental impact. That seems like a powerful tool for transparency.
Absolutely. By using data analytics to actually monitor their environmental footprint, companies can pinpoint areas where they can, you know, improve and then show consumers the data. And that kind of transparency is going to be like increasingly important for building, you know, real trust with consumers who want to support businesses that are actually like genuinely committed to sustainability.
Yeah, it's like giving consumers, you know, a peek behind the curtain to see the real impact of their purchases.
Right.
But the article doesn't just focus on the positives, right? It acknowledges that there are still some pretty big, you know, challenges to overcome.
Right. And one of the biggest challenges the article mentions is greenwashing. You know, it's when companies try to appear more sustainable than they actually are, like using misleading marketing or making claims that aren't really substantiated. And this can make it really hard for consumers to like tell the difference between, you know, the brands that are really committed to sustainability and those that are just kind of, you know, jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, greenwashing is a real concern. I mean, it feels like every company wants to slap an eco-friendly label on their products these days. But how do we know who to trust? Like, what can we as consumers do to avoid falling for these greenwashing tactics?
That's a great question, and it's one we'll delve into deeper in the next part of our deep dive.
So we left off talking about greenwashing, and it feels like a huge hurdle to overcome.
Hmm.
Like, how can we as consumers, how can we avoid falling for these misleading tactics when we shop, you know, online?
Yeah, it's tricky, right? Because companies are getting like more and more sophisticated with how they present themselves. But I think a good like starting point is to look beyond the buzzwords. You know, don't just be swayed by vague claims like eco-friendly or sustainable without digging a little deeper.
So it's about like being a savvy consumer, doing your homework.
Exactly. Look for specific details about their practices. You know, what materials do they use? Where are their products like actually manufactured? Do they have any third-party certifications to back up their claim?
Are there specific certifications we should be like, you know, on the lookout for?
There are quite a few. You know, it depends on the product. But for example, like you might see the Fair Trade certified label on coffee or chocolate, which indicates, you know, ethical sourcing practices, or the Global Organic Textile Standard, GOTS. That certifies, you know, organic fibers and textiles. And for sustainable forestry, there's the Forest Stewardship Council label, the FSC.
Okay, that's helpful. So it's about, it's about educating ourselves, right, on these certifications and looking for them when we shop online.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to reach out to companies directly and ask questions. A company that is, you know, truly committed to sustainability, they should be like transparent about their practices and happy to provide more information.
So if a company's like dodging your questions or being vague, that's probably a like red flag.
It could be, but it's also important to remember that sustainability is a, you know, it's a journey, not a destination. Not every company will be perfect right out of the gate. The key is to look for progress and a willingness to, you know, to actually improve.
That makes sense. We don't want to like punish companies who are trying to do better, but we also don't want to be, you know, fooled by empty promises.
Exactly. And it's worth noting that the article also mentions, you know, regulatory hurdles as a challenge for sustainable e-commerce. The rules and regulations surrounding things like, you know, packaging waste and emissions, it can vary widely depending on where a company operates.
So navigating those like regulatory complexities, that can be a real headache for businesses that are trying to go green.
It can be, but these regulations are also like crucial for setting a baseline and ensuring that companies are actually like held accountable. And consumers can play a role here too by supporting policies that actually promote those sustainable practices.
Right. So it's not just about our individual choices as shoppers. It's also about, you know, advocating for those systemic changes. But let's bring it back to the individual level for a moment.
Yeah.
Are there other things we can do as consumers to make our online shopping, you know, habits more sustainable?
Definitely. One simple but effective strategy is to be mindful of our shipping choices. You know, choosing standard shipping over express delivery can significantly reduce emissions, you know, because those expedited deliveries often require like extra trips and more fuel.
Okay, so patience is a virtue when it comes to sustainable e-commerce. I can get behind that.
And if you're ordering multiple items from the same company, you know, try to bundle them into a single shipment.
Yeah.
Rather than having them delivered, you know, separately, helps reduce packaging waste and those transportation emissions.
Speaking of packaging, that's another area where we can make a difference, right?
Absolutely. A lot of companies now offer the option to choose like minimal packaging at checkout. And
right.
Opting for this can help reduce waste and send a message to companies that you actually prioritize, you know, sustainability.
Yeah, I've noticed that popping up more and more, which is encouraging. And while we're on the topic of reducing waste, what about returns? It feels like returning things you buy online has become so common, but it must create a huge environmental, you know, burden.
It's a big problem. Yeah, returns generate like tons of waste and contribute to transportation emissions. So before you hit that, you know, return button, take a moment to consider if the item can be like, you know, repaired or repurposed or even donated instead.
It's about thinking creatively, right?
Mm-hmm.
And finding ways to kind of extend the life of products, even if they don't, you know, work out perfectly for us.
Exactly. And if a return is unavoidable, try to choose like eco-friendly shipping options and packaging. Some companies are partnering with sustainable shipping providers or even using like reusable packaging for returns.
It's about doing our research and choosing companies that are aligned with our values. But beyond our, you know, individual choices, the article also really emphasizes the power of collective action. What are some ways we can work together to create a larger impact?
One impactful way is to support organizations that are actually advocating for sustainable e-commerce practices. There are groups lobbying for, you know, stronger regulations, promoting those industry-wide initiatives and educating consumers about the importance of, you know, of sustainability.
So using our voices,
right,
and our resources to amplify the message and push for change on a larger scale.
Exactly. We can, you know, sign petitions, we can participate in campaigns, we can donate to organizations, we can spread awareness among our friends and family. Remember, the more people that demand these sustainable practices, the more businesses will be, you know, incentivized to actually adopt them.
It's about creating a ripple effect,
right,
where our individual actions can actually contribute to a collective wave of change.
And let's not underestimate the power of social media in this regard. You know, we can use our platforms to call out greenwashing, share information about sustainable brands, and just start conversations about the importance of you know, sustainable e-commerce.
It's about using our, you know, online presence to advocate for the change we want to see.
And remember, the article highlights that sustainable e-commerce is a journey, not a destination. There will always be new challenges to overcome and new innovations to explore.
It's about staying engaged. staying informed, and never losing sight of the goal to create a more sustainable and equitable future for e-commerce.
And it's a future that's well within our reach if we work together and keep pushing for progress.
No, before we wrap up, there's one more aspect of this topic I want to explore. You know, we've talked a lot about the challenges and opportunities, the consumer choices and the collective actions. But what about the role of technology in all of this? I mean, the article touches on some of the ways technology is being used to drive sustainable e-commerce. But I think it's worth, you know, dive a little deeper.
I agree. We've talked about, you know, AI-driven supply chains and data analytics for tracking environmental impact, but there's a whole world of technological innovation happening in this space that's really, really exciting.
Okay, so what are some of the tech advancements that are making a real difference in sustainable e-commerce? So we were talking about all the amazing ways technology can be used to make e-commerce more sustainable. You know, we were already touched on AI-driven supply chains and using data to track environmental impact. But what else is out there? Like, what other exciting innovations are you seeing?
Well, one area that's really interesting is the development of like sustainable packaging solutions.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing more and more companies experimenting with like biodegradable materials, compostable packaging, and even like reusable packaging systems.
So instead of that mountain of cardboard boxes and plastic packaging we talked about earlier, we could be seeing packaging that actually like breaks down or can be reused multiple times. I mean, that would be a game changer.
Exactly. And it's not just about, you know, the materials themselves. There are also companies using technology to design packaging that's more efficient. So they're, you know, they're using less material overall while still, you know, protecting the products.
That makes sense. Reducing the amount of packaging we use in the first place is always going to be the best approach. Are there any like specific examples that come to mind?
Sure. There's a company called LimeLoop. And they've created a reusable packaging system for e-commerce. They use these durable, lightweight bags that can be shipped back and forth multiple times. And they're using like sensors and tracking technology to, you know, to optimize the logistics of the whole system.
That's so cool. It's like the milkman model, but for online shopping. And it's not just packaging, right? What other areas of e-commerce are being, you know, transformed by technology?
Another area that's really exciting is the rise of virtual try-on technologies. So, you know, using augmented reality and 3D modeling, consumers can virtually try on clothes, shoes, even makeup, all from like the comfort of their own homes.
It's like having a virtual fitting room, which would definitely help, you know, reduce the number of returns due to fit issues. Mm-hmm. And fewer returns mean, you know, less waste and fewer emissions from all those return shipments.
Exactly. It's a win-win for both consumers and the environment. And there are even companies using AI to help shoppers find like the perfect fit the first time around. So they're using, you know, data from previous purchases and body measurements to make those personalized recommendations.
Like having a personal stylist powered by AI. That's amazing. So we've got sustainable packaging, virtual try-on technology. What other innovations are out there?
Well, another trend that's gaining momentum is the use of platforms that connect consumers with local businesses and sustainable brands. And these platforms make it easier to discover and support businesses that are committed to those eco-friendly practices. And it helps, you know, reduce the carbon footprint associated with that long distance shipping.
It's like a virtual farmer's market for online shopping. I love that. Supporting local businesses is something I'm really passionate about. And it's great to see technology being used to make that easier in the e-commerce space.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Anything else that's particularly like innovative?
There's also the growing use of blockchain technology in e-commerce, and blockchain can be used to create a more, you know, transparent and traceable supply chain, allowing consumers to actually follow the journey of a product from its origin to, you know, to their doorstep.
So you could see exactly where like the materials came from, how the product was manufactured, how it was shipped. I mean, that level of transparency would be would be huge for holding companies accountable and empowering consumers to make those more informed choices.
Exactly. And some companies are even experimenting with using blockchain to track the environmental impact of their products, like throughout the entire life cycle. And that kind of granular data could be a game changer for sustainability.
This is all so encouraging. It really feels like technology has the potential to completely transform, you know, e-commerce for the better.
I agree. And it's important to remember that we're still in the early stages of this technological revolution. You know, we can expect to see even more, you know, innovative solutions emerge in the coming years as the demand for sustainable e-commerce continues to grow.
It's an exciting time to be a conscious consumer with all of these technological advancements and the growing awareness of the environmental impact of our choices. It feels like we're on the cusp of a real shift towards a more sustainable future for e-commerce.
I couldn't agree more. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's important to come back to the idea that sustainable e-commerce is a collective effort.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about the choices we make as individual consumers or the innovations being developed by companies. It's about all of us working together to create a more, you know, sustainable and equitable system.
It's about recognizing that our choices have an impact and using that power to push for change, whether it's, you know, supporting sustainable brands, advocating for stronger regulations or simply having conversations about the importance of sustainability with our friends and family. Like, every action we take can make a difference.
Exactly. And remember, sustainable e-commerce isn't just about, you know, protecting the environment. It's also about creating a more, you know, just an equitable system for everyone involved, from the people who make our products to the communities that are impacted by the e-commerce industry.
So as we go forth into the world of online shopping, let's keep these ideas in mind. Let's be, you know, conscious consumers. Let's demand better from companies, and let's work together to create a future where e-commerce thrives, but also, you know, respects our planet and the people on it.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on.
That's it for this deep dive into sustainable e-commerce. Mm-hmm. We hope you found it informative and inspiring. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep pushing for a more sustainable future.